today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, the second question, I think this, because I put it at the front of the show.
Yes.
Is this an anniversary for us, our show?
December 7th.
Not that anniversary.
A date which will live in infamy.
Mike, it's our 13th anniversary of the podcast.
Twitch and I are really here to, we're taping special across the hall.
it's our Christmas
special with Lola Falana, the music of Jose Feliciano. It's a spectacular.
Really nice. You've never purchased Ladies Unmentionables online, have you, Nikki?
For myself or for Merle? No, for no one, actually. No. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
He's thinking out loud through Merle.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We're very happy to have you here. Middle of the week, it's hump day.
Hump day.
Hey,
hump day.
Hey, Rob, it's hump day.
Toby.
Calgary, Canada. He did the voice of that.
The camel, yeah.
That's the stuff that lives forever. Never goes away. You retain that.
I do.
You wouldn't be able to know what you had for dinner last night, but you can retain Toby from This Is Us as the voice
because
of the camel.
Because it's fueled in hatred because I hate that show. So that stuff sears in.
It's complicated, isn't it?
It is. It's very
complicated. You can technically be the actor now.
Well, I mean, no.
They put you in a fat suit.
Well, no, but the thing is I didn't like when you compare me to the actor when he had the stroke and stroked out on Christmas.
Oh.
That's what I didn't like.
Oh.
Yeah. But, well, you know,
that
that's when
happened.
I watched it, right? A long time ago.
Yeah. Remember, that's the show that started out dynamite, and then in like 13 episodes, it was the worst thing on television.
Oh, it did the worst thing on television. It fell in love with itself.
Yeah, but it was one of the greatest pilots ever.
When he fell to the coffee table, we all ran in here and said, we saw Rob have an accident last night.
Yeah.
He did. Everybody was watching.
Like looking in a mirror.
Calgary, Canada, Madrid, Spain, Kearney, New Jersey. It's really spelled Kearney.
Yeah, but I double-checked.
No, or Kearney.
I double-checked. It's Kearney.
Kearney, well, that's Jersey.
Yeah.
Timonium, Maryland, Good Grief, Idaho, and Rob's favorite, Pee-Pee Township in Ohio. The Mike O'Mara Show is on. Yesterday, well, now you know, I suddenly turned into Ed Sullivan. Well, now you know, right after the Waltzing Mice, the Maori Fire Eaters, the aerial photographs of Kate Smith. Anyway,
how sad is it that the bulk of America never saw the Ed Sullivan Show now?
It's not sad
not
at
sad.
All. I mean,
it is
time marches on.
Yeah, I saw it in Forrest Gump.
Oh, wasn't it in Forrest Gump?
Wasn't he on Ed Sullivan at one point?
Was terrible.
I know, that's the magic of it.
I know, but it was terrible.
Do you know
CBS
kept him on for a season after he had dementia?
Yeah, well, he
I
was.
I thought they gave him the theater a severance.
He was a gossip columnist.
That's all he was.
For the New York Daily News, right?
He started as a boxing promoter,
okay.
Then a gossip columnist, and then he got the TV, because TV was so young, they didn't know what to do.
You'll twice be entertained by them tonight.
Hello.
Yeah. Duh. Anyway.
Yeah, that guy from
like
Forrest Gump.
My wife informs me yesterday, she said there's a box in your studio. There's a box in your studio, and they want you... I said, who's they? The guys want you to open it on the air. And then I came in and Oscar starts to do his spiel. I said, are you talking about the box? And he says, yes. And
I don't give anything away. I give you what I know.
Yeah.
Well, you're looped in normally to some of these things.
Yeah.
You always are.
I'm a zero dark 30.
Yeah.
I know nothing.
Yeah, I know nothing.
Do you know
either.
Anything about what's going on?
No, I walked into the lobby this morning and saw a friendly face that really knocked me for a loop. I did not expect to see him today.
So apparently you told me before the show, Mark Riddell,
yes,
otherwise known as Twitch, and Jim Amato are here and they wanted some airtime. Is that accurate?
Yes, exactly.
And I said, does it have anything to do with the box? And Oscar said, he thinks so.
Yeah, it would make
sense.
And then
I started to get excited, and he said, don't get happy. So he gave me my own advice. But I have no idea. Is this, now the second question, I think this, because I put it at the front of the show.
Yes.
Is this an anniversary for us, for our
December
show?
December 7th.
Not that anniversary.
A date which will live in infamy.
Mike, it's our 13th anniversary of the podcast.
So we are going into our 14th
this
year.
This is our 14th year. Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Doesn't seem
that special. Not
no,
yet,
13 seems because of that number 13.
Oh, I thought it was lucky 13.
No, it's unlucky 13.
I always
13.
Thought this was going to be our 14th anniversary.
No, 13 because it was December 7th, 2009.
We went 09, and
so
now it's 22.
You don't count the year. This happens every year. You don't count the year that you're going into. Like,
so next year will be the 14th.
Yes, but we're going into our 14th year.
Okay, I get it. All right, yeah. So it's like birthdays.
Yeah.
We're just discovering our bodies now.
Yes. Actually, as Adam Sternberg said, our show can have a bar mitzvah.
That's exciting. Yes. They're fun parties. I've only been to one.
I've never been to any.
I've been to one. The Goodman brothers were there with Jordan Goodman, I believe, Jordan. Who was getting a bar mitzvah.
I remember coming home.
Having a conversation with the general manager of WJFK, and it wasn't the general manager of JFK, it was his twin brother.
Oh, wow.
I think I said, really.
No, it was AVA, because twin.
WAVA, yeah. WAVA. Yeah. And I remember looking over and saying, holy shit, there's two of you.
What a horror show.
That's funny.
So that's true story. So let's bring in Twitch and
Jim and Bob.
Yeah, Bob. Will I be able to see them?
Yes.
We're coming on in.
Okay. All right.
Tap this
by the way, we're very happy to have you here on a Wednesday. Very happy that I'll be able to still drive through the state of Georgia.
Matt, this is going to go around. Somebody to come in here, please.
What's he doing? Now,
I think they might have been in a conference room. In fairness,
ramp up, he didn't think it was a good idea to get out of his
chair. We didn't know when you wanted to do this. This is your show, so
right.
I actually said, let's let Mike decide. Come on in, fellas. Come on. Everybody,
make yourself at home.
Come on.
Well, happy 13th.
And to you, Mike.
Anniversary. And to you. Happy birthday.
Hi.
I'm seeing disembodied heads.
Yeah, you guys got to get
down. Scoot down.
Hi. Hi, boys. Mm-hmm. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Twitch. Come on in. Look at they've got jackets on and everything. And hi, Jim.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. These are the, this is the Brain Trust, and we got to give them a round of applause that puts together a really significant part of the show, which are the little promos we run. Yes, sir.
We like to call it the funniest 4 minutes on TMOS.
I think you're absolutely right. I'm not prepared to disagree with that, you know, especially the malaise the show has been in for pretty much the last 13 years.
Yeah. Well, you'll have that.
Yeah, it happens occasionally. But, and
imagine, yes. Mike, when I walked in this morning and saw these two gentlemen in these two outfits, I really expected to say, we'd like you to show this coffin with a lovely burled handle because they look like two undertakers today, which is nice.
Well, that'll be happening soon enough for me.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're on the bounce back.
So, guys, I was told by my wife to
take this thing right here. Twitch and I are really here to, we're taping special across the hall.
It's our Christmas
special with Lola Falana, the music of Jose Feliciano. It's a spectacular.
Really nice.
Monday night, really Monday nice. Night at 9:30 after Blossom on NBC.
On NBC. That's so, Lola Falana.
We couldn't let today pass without expressing a little piece of gratitude from the listeners, some of the Hall of Fame members. And what we did is we created a sign for you, dedicating this studio.
Oh my God!
4C.
This is Studio 4C.
This thing weighs about 40,000 pounds because it's bronze. It reads Studio 4C, home of the Mike O'Mara Show. Then our official logo, quotation marks, don't get happy, close quotation marks.
Oh, I love it.
Dedicated on December 7th, 2022. This is beautiful.
So happy birthday, guys.
Really, that is so beautiful. So, that's fantastic.
And it comes, Mike, with mounting hardware.
Oh, so, look at that.
By the way.
So the story behind this was about a year ago.
That's very cool.
You
I love
had
that.
Mentioned
Mark,
that
it's very heavy. You can hold it.
With the move to the new studio, there's no signage for the show.
Right.
And I work for this company, Matthews International. They are the leader in bronze markers.
That is the real deal right there.
Tell
that
me
is,
about
that
it.
Is just
I've
so cool.
My core.
That is just so cool.
We're the folks that do the Baseball Hall of Fame plaques.
Oh, my God.
We've done Elvis's crypt his marker.
It's a feather in your cap, Jim.
I recognize the font.
Yeah.
Well, this is fantastic.
But, I mean, they're known all over. So anyway, I sent a mock-up of a sign to Rob and Oscar. I said, what do you think? Should we get a sign? They liked it, but nothing was said. And then
wasn't that like 6 years ago?
Yeah, about 6 years ago. So anyway.
Is the studio really 4C?
Yeah, it is.
It is 4C?
So anyway, about Labor Day, I'm talking with some listeners, some Hall of Famers. And he said, what if we could, since you work for Matthews and you make these signs, what would it take to make a sign? I said, not much. So I designed something out, had it crafted. Brilliant. And it's ready. So if you open the box, there's a little surprise in there for you.
What's in the box?
What's in the box, man?
Yeah, what if it's full of bats?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
What's in the box?
Yeah.
What I didn't bring was something sharp.
Yeah. Get him, Daddy.
Use his Iranian meat hooks and just rip into it.
Yes.
Iranian?
Meat. I don't know. Was that anything?
That was nothing.
Yeah.
It was very close
to
something.
Well, it's a great title for the show.
Iranian meat hooks.
Yeah. So what we did, and we do these for a little memento.
It's a severed head.
Oh, no.
And you have a replica of that coming up.
Oh, that is so cool.
That is pretty darn cool.
This is the best.
Yeah.
This is really very cool.
Yeah.
We were going to send you to Japan, but we didn't know how that would go.
Oh, this is so cool.
So
that was something.
There you go. Yeah.
So whenever
we want you to see the plaque. I mean, you'll probably be up here, 2029, 2030?
Don't get happy. Dedicated on December 7th, 2022, Studio 4C, home of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, as soon as we get a crayon, I'll send you a brass rubbing of the official plaque.
Oh, that would be nice.
Thought that you would like a replica of the sign for your studio.
I would. I think that's the best. Absolutely the best. I am I'm speechless. It's really so neat.
It's just so a token of our esteem, and thank you for what you guys have done for us.
Wonderful. You guys are so sweet.
We would be remiss if we didn't mention Dirk Vastrick, who was involved in this project as well.
Oh, and Dirk has a message.
Yes.
Hi, Carla.
Carla.
I mean, we figured this was the best year because...
Could you give a message to Dirk for me?
Yeah.
Hi, Mrs. Vastrick.
In light of what's happened the past 2 years, we couldn't be together. We had some health issues with our buddy here. Oscar's still trying to keep it tight.
Still a dick.
This is just so cool and so fun and just very, very neat.
Yeah.
And, thoughtful. You gave that plaque to Oscar, and he's hopefully you are going to put it up, Oscar. You got a spot where it's going to go?
Yeah.
Is it going to go on the outside of the studio or the inside of the
studio?
You know what it is, Mike? To me, and for television junkies like myself, this is really reminiscent of like when they named the Bob Barker Studio or the Ed Sullivan Theater.
I mean,
this is a beautiful marker that it adds a sense of import and permanence to this. It's very neat.
It's really, really nice.
You'll find the same thing at Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Outside their studios, they have bronze plaques like this that list every movie and TV show that was filmed on that specific soundstage.
That is wonderful. I'm thrilled beyond words. As you can tell, when I get really, really thrilled with something, I don't have a lot of words because it's just kind of fun. That's going to give me a warm feeling in the cockles of my heart for most of the day. I really, truly think that is so cool, and it's just really, really neat. It's neat for when we have people pop into the studio,
of course,
too.
It's great.
I think that's a cool idea.
Great for the tour,
guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's so special.
And listen,
did you bring a screwdriver?
While we're on that, for almost as long as this show has been going, these two guys back here, a labor of pure love, have generated some really, really big laughs on the show. And when you hear those, for the bulk of you that don't, get into the inner workings of the show yet, you should know that these two guys, Jim Amato and Mark Riddell, have been wonderful supporters of the show and have put these promos together. And Twitch, your participation and your help for us. Look, you know the realities of the way we do business here. We need a little lift every now and then, and we really appreciate it because there's so many people in our listening family and that are just so close to us and so into what we do, and it wouldn't be what it is without you guys. So I wanted to say thank you, and to the fan club for that plaque and everybody that put their time and effort into doing that. Look, I had that. This is a carryover from the feeling I had over the weekend when I think at one point or another I looked over at my wife and I said, you know, there are people that are benefiting me right now on their weekend in a kitchen making fruitcakes, and that feels pretty good. And I said that sort of when I came in on Monday, but I mean it now. It just means more to me than anything that we have people doing that. And
with all of them,
I wish my family would care. My sister, who I called yesterday at 4:30 in the afternoon,
yes,
calling now.
Oh, she's still taking your calls?
Yes, she returns them 16 to 17 hours later.
Wow. Sure.
We were proactive, and we sent Kathy a picture of the plaque.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Photographic memory on the show history there. But really special, guys.
Another batch of fruitcakes went out last night in processing, so you're getting closer and closer. And I have to say that we were reflective last night as we were packaging them. The fruitcakes would not have gotten made without Mark. He is the greatest in the kitchen, and it was all we could do to keep Jim Amato from driving down from Pittsburgh to help with the fruitcakes. He was dying to do it.
Look,
we
just, it's great.
But we had you on the bench.
Yeah.
They would do anything for the show, and
this
I truly appreciate it.
We like
this
to think
great.
Of ourselves Fantastic. As the Rosencrantz and Guildensterns of TMOS.
Aww.
Which is which?
I'm Rosencrantz.
I'm Guildenstern.
There you are. Get out now. That's it. You've
bye
overstayed
bye boys.
Your welcome.
Thank you.
That's
bye.
It. Thank you.
Bye-bye,
Thank
boys.
Thank you very much. There we go. Bye-bye, boys. And they dressed up, too. Isn't that nice? That's wonderful. I'm just thrilled. How do you guys feel about that?
I can't believe it. And also, I have a vague recollection of seeing like a design.
I never saw this in my email. I didn't respond, but I'll say that first. Let me.
I guess you're gonna have to attach it to some studs, right?
You know? Oh, it's got anchors.
Yeah.
It's got anchors.
Yeah.
These metal studs here in the new construction, Mike. They don't make them like they used to.
No, it's not like you're finding a 2x4 in the wall.
Thank you to Charlie Burney as well, who helped coordinate all of this.
Oh, Charlie!
And Charlie, another great guy.
Yeah. So thank you so much.
I love it. That is
this
incredible.
Will go outside the studio. I feel if the question you asked is how do we feel? I'm at a loss for words. This is such an honor.
Yeah, it's moving. Yeah. It's touching.
Yeah, it is.
It's touching, and it's correct, and it's right, and that doesn't surprise me because the guys knew probably during this endeavor how we'd feel about that. I am.
I wish you could touch it and see it because it is so.
I'll do it when I come up to Washington.
It feels like a Washington monument.
It's massive.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
It's absolutely.
By the way, I joke about that, but I think this coming early summer, I will be in D.C., so I'll be checking that out when I come through.
To see your beloved Nationals?
I like to always take in a few games early in the season. my beloved Nationals.
Yeah,
there we are. it helps me today because I'm a little today because I'm going to see the back doctor today find out if there's going to be another hole poked in me. So I'm a little nervous.
I was thinking about you this morning, Mike, and not to change the subject. This thing, by the way, no less than 40 pounds.
Yeah,
this thing.
It is.
Like, it is
that heavy.
Legit.
Yeah, that's why I handed it off.
Yeah,
I got no core.
So I would have put it on the table, but it is massive.
Yeah. Table might not take it.
I can't be cynical and I can't be silly about that because, look, it's just so cool.
Yeah.
And look, nobody knows what the future holds, but something like that makes you feel important. And that's the
important
thing.
It's true, though.
It really is. Look, it was 13 years ago that we started this this enterprise.
It all started at a Nuno's Pizzeria.
At Nuno's Pizzeria, and we didn't know what was in store for us. Mm-hmm. We had all had very long runs on radio, and that's like being on in your mom's house for a long time where somebody's taking care of you in more ways than one. And I was not only listening to something I knew nothing about, and Oscar did, about podcasting, but I was also trying to put out the feelers, because I've never been a networker. So I was trying to put the feelers out, getting representation for myself and trying to get a gig, in radio. So that's when it started. And I tell people all the time, the time that has flown by doing this show, we have a formula on this show that involves a going against your standard online presentation and keeping it radio formatted. And we've done that for a long time because it's a comfort zone for us. But we've also found people kind of like the bells and whistles that go along with old radio. And so that's what we do when we put elements together. And oh, God. Not those.
Such
not,
a sweet
you
moment.
You said bells and whistles.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, don't I know. Don't spewac it up. Keep going, Mike.
Too late.
Mike, you were saying.
Yes, people like the structure
is,
of the show.
This is what I do to my dad at Christmas when he's telling us the world's going to end.
You bring a siren whistle
or
of
he's
dinner?
He's telling us that how much he loves us, or loves my brother and sister. And then I do a wacky bit, and he looks at me like, seriously? You don't get enough
Look, I never, in a million years, one of the best decisions I ever made in my life was when I got back on the radio after I got laid off. We all got laid off from CBS Radio.
Right.
The podcast was started a year in. Was it about a year into the podcast?
Roughly, yeah.
Took me a year to get hired. No, I get hired to do a morning show.
No, the podcast was started exactly
in 09.
No, well, we met 2 days after your 6-month non-compete was over.
That's right. And we talked, though,
yes,
right?
Yeah, but within a month, we had recorded our first show.
I think that the non-compete was our last show in April. Does that make sense?
No, our last show was in July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So it started December 7th.
July.
Think about it.
Yeah.
So six months. When you got off air, as soon as you were done, you were back on the podcast.
I don't know if it was 6 months. It might have been a 3-month.
Whatever, you had a non-compete. I just remember I didn't know what that was because I had nothing.
And we ran for about 3 weeks of best of, and then we had
a proper
live show.
I don't know how long that, but we did it. I decided that, it was pre-planned when I got laid out, that we were going to go to Bald Head Island, a resort-style vacation kind of place off the Barrier Island off the coast of the Carolinas. And I remember going down there and feeling not disappointment or whatever, feeling relief for the first time that I just didn't care. So it was really.
And how many years?
20-ish.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's got to be. That's
yeah,
a,
it
that's...
was weird. But I mean, it'd been the radio trenches are highly competitive. You're measured every week. You don't realize. And we're measured too. I mean, it's a
yeah. But we had gone
have to
from
get
being
advertising
measured,
and do all that.
We're also all married, so
we were measured month to month. Then it became week to week, which
week
made
to
it
week.
Even worse.
So, but it was just, and we also knew it was coming to a degree, so it was relief. It was just, and I remember, I was really clear. I really felt good. The problem for me is when I tried another year of radio.
Yeah.
Which ended up right at the beginning of this podcast being probably the toughest time for me and the toughest time for you guys to work with me because I was so frustrated with double dipping and then
racing to the podcast.
Racing home to do the podcast. And then I became consciously aware of the fact that I didn't want to. After they changed formats, that was disappointing. And I said, F this, put our energy into this. And all during this podcast, we've always figured out little ways to move it along. And through it all, there has been a core of listeners that support this show. And the show has contracted sometimes, expanded sometimes. But the core of these people who then found each other through our live shows.
Right.
Has been there for us, and that's what that plaque represents to me when we see that today, because it's just, it's cool.
Super sweet.
One of the greatest satisfactions I have with doing this show, and the reason we pick places that are fun, is because I think we are a cog in what has now become kind of a network of people and friends that get together and all know each other, and you hear the same names a lot because they're very vocal and they're very prompt, but there are all sorts of people that do it, and it's really, really fun. And I hope that I would like, if I wanted to see a group grow, I would like
that
to
group.
See that group grow. Mm-hmm. If you're somebody that listens to this show and you don't interact with a lot of people and you want to, you're saying to yourself, I've got some good friends, but I'd love to expand my circle of friends. If you've never been involved with the fan organizations on this website, online, yeah, just in general. There's some wonderful, fun
TMOS fan
most,
club.
Yeah, but most importantly, kind people. They're kind to
very
to
welcoming.
Everybody.
Yeah,
and it's really really special. So to the fan club, I love all of you guys. It means a lot to me, and it also means something that you know, when you're about to go under the knife. Oh, no, well, I don't know. No, I don't know what's going to happen.
I was watching CNBC this morning. Squawk Box.
Are we going to have a recession or not, Oscar?
Oh, most definitely. That's happening. Oh. We're in one now, technically. We'll bounce back like anything else.
But it's a pretty strong economy for a recession.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and we had an effing pandemic. We will get through this.
I'm tired
together.
Of it. I'm tired of not getting stuff. Mike. So my wife goes to the drugstore the other night. They don't have any Tylenol on the shelf. Jesus,
in fairness,
come on.
You take baby Tylenol. That's what's...
You mean Tylenol for babies or just really small tablets?
No, the kids' medicines. My wife got Dimetapp. Mm. You know, to that's kind of like the fourth tier, isn't it?
I tell you what, Mike, if you need Tylenol, call me. I have it. I have lots of it because it's the only thing I'm allowed to take.
She got kids' cold medicine.
Yeah.
Because some of the kids are dropping off.
Oh, so it's cold medicine, not proper Tylenol.
How is your health up in D.C.? Is it okay?
They keep talking about
flu.
It. Yeah.
That'll hit us soon enough.
Flu.
Go ahead.
Influenza, Mike.
They had the CEO of Fanatics. We've all purchased stuff from Fanatics. Mike, I have.
Yep, absolutely.
I love them as an advertiser one day.
Yeah, here we go.
Is it a sports thing?
Yeah. They have. I hate you sometimes.
Go to one of your microphone websites. You friggin' dingleberry.
Happy
anniversary, Mike.
The guys lost, like,
right back.
I can't guarantee the weight, but they made an inside joke about him going down three shirt sizes.
Okay.
And
about Rob?
No, about the CEO of Fanatics. So, and he said, and he named the doctor, and he said he gets a shot a week, that this doctor that gives him the shot a week, and it's changed his life completely. I rewound the DVR and videotaped to send you the name of this doctor.
I think I know the medication. It's a diabetes medication.
I don't know anything about
really?
This.
Really? What is it called?
Ozempic.
Oh, they have a TV ad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen
They
that.
All have TV ads. That's all you see now are TV ads.
Well, what do you know about this?
Not the boring diabetes.
I know that it is a diabetes medication that also results in weight loss. And I have not had no shortage of four people that I know personally talk to me about that. And I will be talking to my guy. By the way, when I went for my medicine,
yes.
Do you know what they told me at the drugstore?
What they said?
This therapy is not covered. They suggest an alternate. Oh. So basically telling me they're not going to cover me.
Don't do that.
It can be very expensive.
I mean, really, F them, right?
Yeah,
F insurance companies.
You want to do 1,000 sit-ups or just take one shot? I mean.
Look, this has been, this has, to be perfectly honest with you, when I switched.
Yes.
And I go to my new guy next Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's the reason. Because I've been trying to have an effing conversation and I can't. The whole thing I'm doing today is more like the back. And you know what? This is just like having a car that needs to go into the shop. So yesterday, what do? I said, play 18 when you're usually the next day unable to, to straighten up because it's so sore. And it's not today. So go figure. It's a weird part of the body.
It's playing
tricks
on you,
Oscar, right?
Yeah.
You can wake up in the morning after you have been debilitated and suddenly you're like,
weird.
What happened?
Am I better?
You know?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So two things are at play here. I don't want to soft sell my situation because it ain't where I was the first time I had somebody poke a hole in my back. It is much different. It's different, and it is exercise-induced pain. That's most definitely what it is.
Do you know about Ozempic?
I've heard of it, but it was never an issue for me. A lot
is
of times,
that what you think it is?
It sounds,
is that what
I,
he,
I, yeah, cause I,
but cause, you don't need a doctor to inject you either.
No, he just was naming a doctor that helped him. He was just so happy with his life. And then
doctor named Mehmet?
I know. I dove into this guy. The guy looked like Jabba the Hutt, like Pizza the Hutt.
Yeah.
From,
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs. And now
down here that does is a MD. Oh, Zempic. Hold on. A doctor Detroit.
Oh, is that the pronunciation?
Detroit. Oh, Dr. Detroit.
Dr. Detroit. That's the name you're looking for.
I'm sorry, I have to.
I was so excited. And I
the look, great I, Dan Aykroyd.
I'm no doctor. It's
a terrible movie.
So I can't give my stamp of approval on Ozempic or anything else. But when I saw this, with what my mom's dealing with, which what I've seen you firsthand deal with.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, please. Like, how yeah, do I stack?
I was up a pound.
Let's see what happens.
Well, all I know is that anytime they've come out with medicines that aid in weight loss, they've never proven to be bad for you. So I think you should move ahead.
Well, I'll see what happens. That's why I'm going.
Why can't
but
you
I'm
going
to be able to
him?
Talk to somebody for a long time. And I'm going to type up a whole big, like they tell you to.
Well, yeah,
like
a list.
I told you to. I'm going to go in with all my my stuff. And, you know, and then I have one last criteria if he really cares.
What's
you know?
That?
Well, I think if he really cares.
Yeah.
yeah. Of course. Einen finger.
Yeah, the knuckle. Yeah. The second one.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what happens with that. But I think
you'll say to him, I don't know how that could affect my back. And he'll say, it couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the guy today. If the guy today does it, I'm running out of the office.
Well, he's just checking the oil.
I'm running out of the office with my shirt out in the parking lot. Help! Help! Help me.
If you run out of the office, he might still be attached.
By the way, speaking German of that, if I can say this, I wasn't planning on talking about this. The White Lotus. The White Lotus is highly charged sexual content. Would you not agree?
Are you caught up? I haven't watched this week's episode yet.
I'm caught up. I'm caught up.
It has
the scene
so much
where
tension.
Where the big lady stumbles upon the act
going
on with a well-known actor. You know, it's.
I think she is the one of the weakest links in the show. I'm tired
I think,
of her.
I'm tired. Yeah,
she's everywhere. Jennifer Coolidge.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jennifer Coolidge is not. She's been wonderful in the past with minimal content in the in the Christopher Guest ensemble.
Yeah,
right?
And she was barely seen in American Pie, but well used in American Pie.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
don't want
you
her in
her
a leading.
Carrying.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need her that.
Yeah.
And wasn't she in the first season? I didn't watch the first season. Wasn't
she was.
In the first season?
Yeah.
Yes. Too much Coolidge.
I
yeah,
love
it's a
her.
Lot of Coolidge.
Well, you
I
can
love when she
then
says
marry
it under
her.
Her breath and she's like, I do. Like she did. When
also,
she,
every female impressionist in the world does her because it's easy.
It's a little
Can
tiring.
You do it? I can't do it.
I was doing it. Oh, yeah.
Jennifer, do you love beauty?
I love beauty.
What did you see in that stateroom?
I just was surprised. I thought it was his uncle.
When she said the gays invited us to to an island on vacation.
They're very wealthy gays.
Yes. That's what she said. I was like, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
It's funny.
But there's too much
of
her.
And F. Murray Abraham is phenomenal in whatever he does.
Yeah, yes. You know what? The Sopranos guy, Michael Imperioli, is
but
also
I think Michael
quite good.
Imperioli is okay, but he's just...
He annoys me,
you know,
which is a good character
because
for him.
He's just so down all the time. And I guess he's supposed to be in that.
That's a
I
good
know.
Actor.
I think he's a good actor.
I think compared to the first one, it's just laying there. Okay. But I do like the Italian prostitute.
I do too. She seems nice.
She seems really
very
well,
nice.
Really, yeah. Very, very
That's
nice.
The kind of scene when she's on the camera, I will say, let's be quiet and watch this. Okay,
you're completely caught up, right?
Yeah. I am caught up 100%. Yes. Are you going to give us a spoiler alert?
No. I think the character development, I think the whole crew with the wealthy gays, quote unquote, as the character puts it,
the allegedly wealthy.
It's fun. It's fun to watch.
Yeah,
I'm just rooting for the hooker and the kid. Anyway, that sounds awful. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is Christmas time, and all the kinder are getting around the trees and stuff. And things and getting the presents. I'd like to take this opportunity to say happy holidays to all the children and the parents and all the people that get so angry trying to find the parking spots and stuff at the malls and all the good stuff that goes along with that. And remind everyone that I'm in a movie that is centered around the Christmas holiday called Jingle All the Way. And it's about the Turbo Man doll and lots of the fun that I do with the Sinbad and things. Happy holidays from me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thank you, Arnold.
What was he promoting?
I have no earthly idea. Hey, I love this song. Hey, crack this up, everybody. Hey, I wish those days could come back again, everybody. How you doing? Fabulous. Is this a continuous instrumental?
Yeah, it's an instrumental.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. Then we won't have Stevie Wonder sing, but maybe we get that out later. Hey, giving a great gift can make you look good. Giving the gift of Harry's to the men on your list can make them look good, too. I got my Harry's new pack.
And, oh, yeah.
Got the new, beautiful, the brand new ergonomic handle. Love it. Look, give Harry's to the men on your list. It can make them look good, too. This holiday season, treat yourself or a loved one to a quality shave with the Harry's starter set. It's everything you need for a smooth, comfortable shave. It's the perfect gift to look fresh for the holidays and the new year. I am a Harry's guy for life, so you can believe me, this makes a great gift. Right now, you can get your Harry's starter set for just $3. Look, if you've thought about it, if you've considered it, you're not going to do better than that. $3. Listen what you get. The set includes the 5-blade German engineered razor. They give you the weighted handle. They give you the foaming shave gel, which is spectacular. And they give you a travel cover. That's a $13 value, just $3 for you. Just visit harrys.com/TMOS. Plus, Harry's new holiday boxes include premium shaving and grooming products in gift boxes nice enough to go right under the tree. That's a no-brainer. Makes it so easy. No wrapping required. I will buy that for people.
Yes.
So easy. Check off all the guys on your list with a Harry's starter set. First-time buyers get a $13 value for $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. And be sure to check out Harry's gift boxes. I will. But act fast. These offers are for a limited time with limited stock. At harrys.com/TMOS. We love you, Harry's.
Harry's.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and new details about Kirstie Alley's cancer battle are coming out in the wake of her death at the age of 71. The Cheers star was diagnosed with colon cancer. I think this is one of the... Look, she's very private, so you don't know what really went down with this, but it sounds to me like it might have been one of those late-stage diagnoses that things went very fast. On Monday, Allie's children, her daughter, I think that's her daughter, True. I hope so. I don't know. True and Lily released a statement on their mother's official social media accounts sharing that the actress died following a very short battle with cancer.
Are those kids she had with Parker Stevenson?
I do not know. Allie was surrounded by her closest family members as she fought the disease, which was only recently discovered. So wow. It sounds like it happened fast, and that's just a drag. So
get checked out.
I forgot. Out. You know what? I forgot how funny and how incredibly beautiful she was.
Yes, striking.
That chemistry she had. Ted Danson. That's a man that was hit with the lucky stick with his leading ladies. He really, really.
And you know
was.
What? She didn't look like anyone else at the time. She was sort of a trendsetter at the time when they rolled her out.
I mean, you go look at those early clips of her.
Yeah.
She's just amazing.
I agree. Phenomenal. Yeah,
all right, so I talked about the GMA thing, that third hour with the Amy Robach, T.J. Holmes.
Yeah.
Here's the latest on this. T.J. Holmes is an alleged serial cheater. The host had at least one other alleged affair. In addition to his relationships with co-host Amy Robach and producer Natasha Singh, that's according to multiple sources telling Page Six, which is a gossip rag, but that's what it says. Multiple sources tell us that Holmes had a relationship with another staffer while working at the network and married to his wife, Marilee Feibig. Reps for Holmes did not comment on the allegations. Page Six reported last week that they got together. I think they had pictures that they showed as well with an affair. There was internal speculation going back as far as 2017. They were apparently confronted by anchor Robert and Roberts about rumors. Holmes and Robach were taken off the air on Monday night in light of the news surrounding their alleged affair, as well as his affair with Singh. Now, to me, as someone who was going, hey, if these two crazy kids are in love and this is happening... My view changes if this guy is using the the network as his personal hunting ground. That ain't too cool.
And
so
also,
I'm not sure
I have to question how well known was this alleged characteristic? Because let's say it is true.
Yeah.
If Amy Robach knew about it, then it's one thing. But if she's finding out at the same time that we all are,
Oh, he's probably having a bad week.
Then he is, and then she probably feels like garbage.
I would imagine.
Yeah,
she
that's
does.
That's a shame if that's the case.
So more will come out. They always do with these TV networks, and you know, you saw the morning show on Apple. It wreaks a little havoc when pressure. You got people, yeah. you know. Yeah.
But don't worry, Robin Roberts took care of it.
This is a fun story, and I get it. She's kissing and telling. Margot Robbie admits she persuaded the new. I've seen trailers for the new movie Babylon. It looks interesting.
Yeah.
She admits she persuaded director Damien Chazelle to get her and Brad Pitt's characters to kiss in their upcoming movie. Now, this might be Hollywood-generated schputz coming out here, but it's fun. She says that wasn't in the script. She said they apparently have an iconic smooch in the movie. That was on E! News on Monday. She thought, quote, but I thought, what else am I going to, when else am I going to get the chance to kiss Brad Pitt? I'm just going to go for it. Robbie convinced Chazelle, the director, to let her lock lips with Brad Pitt, who's 58, arguing that she thought this is what they're characters uh-huh. would do in the scene, and we'd all like to kiss Brad.
Well, Al Pacino same thing in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He tried to make a scene where they could kiss, but it didn't
Margot
work.
Robbie, yeah. but being the representative. Exactly. What was the character's name? I've watched it enough times, I should know.
He's based
You're
on
looking
a real
at
guy.
My new Nebraska Bob or whatever.
Hold on for you to say.
I've watched it so many times. You're looking at your new Nebraska. I'm looking at your new Nebraska Bob or whatever his name is. It's not Nebraska Bob. That wouldn't work.
Nebraska
That's why
Bob.
I don't work in- Is it Nebraska Bob?
No. I'm finding it now. Hold on.
Don't worry about it. What movie? Do you know any swear Once words in other languages? This might be a good way to start learning one. A new study found the most popular curse words in most languages tend to have one thing in common. No matter what language you're cussing in, the choice words you're using probably, this is neat, don't include these four letters. L.
Marvin Schwartz.
Yeah, Schwartz.
Marvin Schwartz.
Yeah.
L, R, Y, and W. Researchers had people list the most offensive words they knew in their native language, and very few of them had those letters. If you look at George Carlin's famous seven words you can't say on TV, there is only one of those letters in any of them. Two have an R, but that's it. So that really, L, R, Y, and W aren't in curse words.
The they French, also found the French S word has an R in it.
Mailed.
Mailed.
They also found that words we use in place of swear words do tend to have those letters. For example, frickin' or darn both have an R. Gee whiz. Well, that's not one.
That's
not
when Oscar says when things get really bad.
Gee whiz.
Yeah, gee
Holy
whiz.
Holy cow.
Pony.
That's got a W. They think there's just something about the sounds those letters make that don't sound offensive enough. I get it.
Yeah, I do
Lots
too.
Of
yeah. Not a lot of fricatives.
Get the out of here.
Gee whiz, Mike.
Whoa. Thank you. Hey, I got to clean the...
you got to clean the heads.
I got to do that. Yeah. I don't know how. Thank you.
Did you see the
His favorite beer is Red Stripe.
Yeah. How do you even read that copy? Jesus.
He's colorblind.
Oh, okay.
It's been busy.
Just like a dog.
I've been opening boxes.
Oof.
In a new survey, 30% of Americans say they've been injured during various holiday-related activities, whether it was minor or it sent them to the ER... one of those injuries include hospitalizations. Mm. Here they are. 3% have been injured by a new toy. Every girl and boy needs a toy.
They need a toy.
4% have fallen from a ladder.
Oh, no.
Hi, everybody.
Like, that is not a funny injury.
Proud for it. Another 6% have tripped or slipped over holiday-related objects. I have broken them. 6% burned by a candle. There are those pesky candles again.
Welcome back to Radio Free Washington.
There we are. Francis, light the candles on the tree. Oh, my. 10% have been hurt cooking during the holidays.
That helps.
11% have slipped or tripped outdoors. And 13% have cut themselves while wrapping or opening presents. That's the number one.
It's a
wrapping
paper cut.
Presents is the thing you can
One of the worst cuts I ever got was prepping a Christmas tree.
Not that that was during a holiday party.
No, that was just on my face.
Now a little something. Washington State Patrol ticketed a driver on Sunday after they drove more than 5 miles along the interstate with their windshield almost completely covered in snow. According to State Patrol, the driver was driving erratically and told the trooper that pulled them over that the windshield wipers weren't working. I saw a picture of
my
this.
My God.
I'm talking about maybe 2 inches of
visibility.
Of
yeah, like
covered
a, like with, a tank like, eye hole.
Like 3 inches of snow. Insane. The driver received a $553 ticket for negligent driving in the second degree. The trooper told the individual that fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life. when he tried to sign the ticket, he had to get his auto pen out of the trunk. Hey, that's good. He then made a call to his mother to pick him up, and she was in the passenger seat. Anyway, there you go.
That's a lazy joke. That's a thinker,
I worked
though.
Really hard on my lazy joke.
That's
today.
A thinker. I like that one.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. See, he's right next to him. He's too lazy. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love the condo bob promo.
He's got a wife named Kathy and a son named Rob. He's retired now. He doesn't miss that job. Says hey to the ladies that are in the mob. And everyone around knows Condo Bob.
Condo Bob.
He will henceforth be Condo Bob.
Condo Bob.
Condo Bob.
You'll become a legend just like Condo Bob when you subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Click the banner and subscribe today.
To Condo Bob.
Condo Bob.
Condo Bob. How is Bob doing? How is your father doing?
He is good. We are making arrangements. I'm going to fly down and see him over the holidays in Miami. So I'm looking forward to doing that.
Is he there full time now?
Well, he's there. He's a snowbird. He goes down in the wintertime. And then when it warms up, he'll come back up to the... to the place on the Eastern Shore, and then
I might drive over and have a lunch with you.
Oh, that's
I might
sweet.
Do that.
How far are you from Miami?
About an hour and a half.
We could meet up. I'd love that.
Yeah. The problem is we can't meet in between. Not where you are, because unfortunately that would mean meeting like in the middle of sawgrass in the Everglades.
I can hear our feet go.
Yeah,
as we walk. Yeah, well, we don't have the dates nailed down yet, but that'd be fun. I'd love to do that.
Condo Bob. Right about now, seasonal excitement or dread is really starting to settle in, especially for small businesses. It's not too late to get your holiday mailing and shipping under control with Stamps.com. Sign up now, and you'll be printing your own postage in minutes.
Look at
for
this.
More than 20 years.
We actually have... Our little Christmas cards for our bonus fruitcake package.
Oh, those are so nice this year.
Yeah.
We got some neat stuff going out with the fruitcakes. We hope you guys love them. Listen, you'll be printing your own postage in minutes. It's 20 years that they've been doing it. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. You can get access to the USPS and UPS services you need to run your businesses right from your computer. No lines, no traffic, no hassle.
We do, Mike. Every fruitcake that goes out this year will be through the courtesy of Stamps.com. Mm-hmm. And
they
because
awesome.
Of their just easy-to-use interface and the fact that we can handle all of our postage here, I can't imagine trying to do the amount of shipping we do without having
really
them as an ally.
Really
they are an amazing company. They're
and you save money with major discounts on USPS and UPS shipping rates. All you need is a computer and printer, and if you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through your Stamps.com dashboard. Here's what I want you to do this holiday season. Trade your late nights for silent nights and get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code TMOS for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and enter the code TMOS. All right, I always get excited with somebody coming in and talking about a new website.
Yes.
And Oscar Santana was talking about discovering something. He's had good ones in the past. I hope this is good.
Let me be clear here. This is not, I'm not one to judge, and I don't know if this is good. It's certainly different.
Okay.
All right? So I get different, we all source our material from different places.
Yeah.
There are some services out there that give like radio prep services to radio stations across the country. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that I have different websites that I go to for lists when I'm looking. Rob goes to Reader's Digest.
Yeah.
Mike goes
Life
to,
in these United States.
Mike goes to Yahoo.
I get mine from Life Magazine.
I go to Reddit.
Do you take Collier's?
No, Harper's Bazaar.
Oh, it's a good one too.
And TikTok. And
Internet.
They have Bitcoin.
I found a great bit in Look.
Thank you.
Look.
Look magazine.
There you go. I win.
And I'm looking for this is gonna be Pony. If you see this on our corporate account. My apologies, because that's what I'm logged into right now.
Oh no! Oh dear! What is it?
Well, I got to. This is how new this is, Mike. And I'm happy we're discussing this because I'm almost positive none of you will know, except unless you're a great pervert. The list I
a
was
great pervert. Like, it's like, a good one.
Not a great
this
one.
This says
but, you know,
here tick. No.
Okay. Can't say that.
No, you can't say that. Thank you.
Really? Although I was talking about a rooster.
It was clever wordplay, though. I'll give you credit
okay.
there.
Okay, yeah, right. So there is...
I know what you meant.
A marketplace online, and it is built... And the only reason I got here was it was a top 10 OnlyFans, like who the top 10 OnlyFans
oh dear.
Actresses and actors are,
oh,
boys
here
and girls.
We go. All right.
And then one of...
Don't what, say boys and girls. Please say
sorry,
male and female.
Male and female.
Men or women.
Transgender,
yeah.
Whatever it may be, right?
They all want a toy.
Yeah, it's all gender fluid. this is how new it is to me, and I'll get you the name in a second. But
right.
this marketplace...
You
one
can't
of the,
find the
what,
name.
Well, this is how I don't know it's that well. The okay. profile said that her OnlyFans component made up 60% of her income. And the other 40% came from a website where she sells her worn/used, what is it?
Undergarments.
Yeah. Yes.
This is a
panties?
Big deal in
yes.
Japan. Yeah.
Yes. And well, no. Wait, first of all, how do you know this is a big deal in Japan?
Because he's
a racist.
No, legendarily Michael McIntosh.
What does that mean?
Listen, we had the tape isolated for years when Mike McIntosh came in and said, and we had it isolated, used panty vending machines.
Okay.
We had an isolated piece of audio. That's why I know that.
Pony, are you aware of the Japanese having used panty vending machines in Japan?
I am, but there's a lot of speculation that they're not actually used. They're just like made to seem like they're used. It's weird. It's a weird
somehow
fetish.
Even worse.
It's a weird fetish.
I've got to cleanse the palate.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Mike, I got a cleanse.
No.
Better hurry.
Oh, God.
Hey, you can buy some pretty good Christmas gifts in a vending machine.
Right.
18 more, Mike.
Hi there. Okay. It's later than you think. Only 18 more shopping days till Christmas.
Okay.
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 Oh, he's not energetic today.
Don't do this on your work computer.
No.
I didn't get that. It's SophiaGray.com. And it's spelled with...
Hold on.
Has she always been Gray?
S-O-F-I-A, gray.com.
Well, she took the simpler spelling.
And when I looked this up, I was sitting next to my wife, and she said, what is that? I said, show prep.
Yeah.
She said, close that, you pervert.
Close it right away.
How's the Gray spelled?
G-R-A-Y.
The English spelling, like not the British spelling, G-R-E-Y. It's G-R-A-Y.
And I was... And it takes a lot to shock me.
Yes.
But if an OnlyFans actress who's making what looked like $200,000 a month is making 40% of her income from this one website.
Yeah.
I had to figure out what
so
is
if
this?
I click, I'm not going to get bitten in the butt.
No, you're
if
not.
I
you're
click
fine.
On
it's a reputable
now,
site.
Right?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. If I click on you buy know, now, I'm not going to be in trouble.
No, you're not going to get in trouble.
Yeah. Because I'm pricing things.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. He's pricing.
Well, I mean, it's the holidays.
You know, it also is. We're in a recessionary period, hypothetically.
Be careful. They might get you on shipping.
All right.
I just have heard about these perverts.
Where are the prices?
Buying feet pictures.
I've heard a lot of this. Yes.
Right?
I'll visit the store. Here we go.
I'll visit the store.
Right. I don't want to. Trying to get a price.
I can't wait to see the next
$30
for
$30
for what? For one
for
set?
A used bra.
Yeah, but it's not.
Isn't that about
I'll
what
have Carla
clear.
Do that?
Isn't that
I
about
have Carla do that?
Isn't that about what a new one costs?
Yeah, I don't know.
What about the downstairs? What does that cost?
Oh, no, downstairs.
I didn't have enough. I was so again shocked by what was happening with this market.
Do you think it's going to be more or less than a bra?
That's a great question.
I
Bob.
Say more.
Bob, I say less.
All right.
Because it's less fabric.
Yes, but it's, let's see.
There's some sort of foot modeling going on.
Oh, I
haven't
gone
that
far.
There's some sort of foot modeling.
Are the bottoms less?
There's something called Allie's Way on here.
Oh.
I don't know who that is. It might be a different person.
Focus on the bottom so we can get a price and then move
all
on.
All right, I'm going to the shop.
I feel dirty.
All right, here we go.
What we have is a beautiful set of used panties.
Panties de Princesa. Let's visit the store. All right. Looks like we're getting them here. Little black panty. 25 beans.
So less, cheaper.
Less fabric.
Yeah, but I would think that it would be like, I don't know. You know what? I withdraw all remarks at this point because I'll just be accused of being gross.
Thank you.
This
Thank you.
Appears to be, Oscar, other individuals, too.
Oh, this so maybe they're pricing to beat the system.
No, this is these are celebrity only fans.
No. They're not giving that. This is panties different. This person is age. They give an age range.
Oh, so it's generic.
25 to 30.
No, they
Body
tell you
type,
who it is.
Curvy, ethnicity, Latin.
Yeah, they tell
and
you
And this
who it
is on the Sophia Gray website.
Yeah, okay.
This is Sophia Gray that's...
No, it's just the name of like Ashley Madison.
So it says Panties de Princesa, just a military girl with a secret. Trying to put a little spice in your life. Any requests? Just let me know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, have you ever been to Taco Bell, dear?
Can you run a...
Oh, you know what? You are so... You're so gross. You're so, so gross.
I am.
Isn't he gross? He's so gross. Isn't he? Didn't he? He just wrecked it.
You've
We're
ruined
having
it.
A little fun, and he
ruined it.
I don't know that I ruined it.
You do. You do. You don't
do you
have a sexual bone in your body.
Chalupa and running a 5K and then sending me them.
You see? That's right. Gross.
That's instructive.
That's too much
now,
detail.
Now, this looks like an interface. This appears to be...
It's an exchange, Mike.
Buy and sell naughty. It says buy and sell lovingly used panties. Buy and sell. It's going to change again. Sexy videos and pics, but so this is like
a marketplace.
What's Doug DeMuro's car thing, you know?
Yeah, cars and bids.
Is he selling anything?
This is the Hyundai Ioniq 5. What?
Is Doug DeMuro selling anything?
All right, hold on. We're getting out of there. All right, oh dear.
But
hold
to
on.
Be clear, these are worn.
Yes, by Doug DeMuro.
By Doug DeMuro. I'm going. All right, where the hell is it?
I've done 3 car reviews in these boxers.
Okay.
In these, the hot California sun.
Full history.
These boxers have sat in a Porsche Cayenne. Yes.
Check. And goodbye, history. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
I've never done that on the show.
I thought you were selecting all the stuff you were buying.
Yeah, that's that's wonderful. Sophia Gray.
Goodbye, cookies and history. Yeah.
Maybe I could start something down here with some of the ladies down here, and it would be Sophia Gray
Gardens.
Anyway, that's that will.
The problem,
we'll
Mike, is if you did it with the people down there, is the shipping.
Okay, you know what?
Shipping.
You're not allowed to make it.
You ruined it with your Taco Bell comment,
Granny. But Taco Bell, I just want to throw up. We're gonna take a break.
Other than that, it was such a tasty
little intrigue. Little intrigue there. All right, let's be honest. We'll be right back, everybody.
Feeling stressed, anxious, or nervous? 4 out of 5 doctors recommend the latest bonus show as the panacea for what ails you.
This is our bonus show.
Yeah.
This is where we do therapy. Okay, and I can tell you secrets that you wouldn't know on the regular show.
Yeah, it's not all happy. We're successful, right?
This is where I sound like an old fart.
Yeah.
I just want to be an alt-rock DJ.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
You know, my sister was a special ed teacher.
And that's why you turned out so well.
I'm not a monster.
The TMOS bonus show is that happy place where you can escape from the daily pressures that bog you down. Unwind with a subscription today at MikeOMaraShow.com.
You just made my effing day.
That's it. That's the way we feel every time we do one of those bonus shows. Hey, the holiday season can get busy and stressful. Freshly can ease that stress and shorten your to-do list.
Yes.
By providing nutritious, balanced meals designed for your busy lives. Let Freshly take care of your weekly meal prep with satisfying dishes delivered straight to your door. Always fresh, never frozen. Whether you're calorie conscious, gluten-free, plant-based pasta lover, or all about the meat and potatoes, Freshly has it perfectly portioned for a single person or a full house. No cooking, no dishes, no lost time. Simply heat, eat, and repeat. And now get $140 off your first 5 orders. Oscar loves it.
Love
He's in love with the Mediterranean chicken thighs with artichoke, peppers, tomato, and crispy kale.
Yum.
And it's ready in 3 minutes. Make mealtime a little easier this holiday season and let Freshly take care of the cooking for you. Order today and get $140 off your first five orders at freshly.com/TMOS for a limited time. That's freshly.com/TMOS for $140 off your first five orders. Speaking of a search history, this next guy, we'd sure like to take a peek at his.
Oh, dear.
Gentlemen. Holy Moses, there seems to be something. There seems to be something different with your hair. This is a Los Angeles Charger.
Yeah. You've got like the gold tips.
I'm in SoFi Stadium, Mike. They're looking for quarterbacks. I made myself available.
That explains the acoustics.
That's very, very exciting. Yeah. Sounds like he's in the. That's just. I don't think I've ever seen a backdrop with a with hair that matches. And you're very LA Rams today. Mm-hmm. Just the color scheme and everything. I had no idea that you played. Yeah, that's exciting.
Once you get a taste of it, Mike, you can't get it out of your system. By the way, Heat Eat Repeat is also in my Tinder profile.
Oh dear. There you
swipe
go.
Swipe right on that.
You know, I'll ask you, Nikki, since the last bit is very much on our minds here with the Ashley Gray or whatever the hell it was.
Sophia
Gray. You've never purchased Ladies Unmentionables online, have you, Nikki?
For myself or for Merle? No, for no one, actually. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
He's thinking out loud.
Threw Merle's the TMOS name Secret Santa.
He just threw Merle's name.
Wow. I didn't realize there was a secret.
I don't
want to
get into
Santa.
That.
This just got so deep. I love it.
That is just so inside.
I love it.
That's fascinating. Yeah. I just don't know how that name came up. That's fascinating.
Yeah, if Spurlock gets you in Secret Santa, suddenly you just get a fruitcake. It's not no real mystery what you're getting from there.
I know. Hey, Nikki,
oh, really,
I have
again?
To tell you. I have to tell you, I was so disappointed. With my Giants, the kissing your sister tie with the Commanders, it was just a big ball of okay for me. That was really disappointing. And I think they're going to get their asses kicked by the Philadelphia Eagles this week.
You know what? I actually think they're going to lose, Mike, but I think they'll keep it close. But how do we fix this tie situation? Nobody likes a tie.
I hate it.
So we do 10 minutes. Then we go to the college format. People say it's too much football. There's never so much thing as too much football. I say
and it's not satisfying when you're sitting there and you wade through the decades of commercials you have to wade through getting to that point, and then it's just I agree with you, Nikki. Let's do something. Let's get a winner coming out of that stadium.
Yes.
Come on. All right.
How about they do a sing-off? There you go.
Do they have to wear costumes?
Like it's American Idol or The Voice. Now here's Daniel Jones with Sweet Caroline.
All right, let's get to the picks, Nikki.
Let's get to the picks. Hey, your Giants, they're going to keep it close versus Philadelphia. They'll lose, though. Sorry, Mike. They'll make you feel like they have a chance. Then they'll break your heart. What are they, a woman? Anyway, all right. Whoa, that got real. Anyway, okay. How about the Ravens, Bermuda boy? Look,
yes.
I like this team better as an underdog. I think they go into Pittsburgh. It's an ugly game. If you like touchdowns, watch something else because you're not going to see a lot of them. But they're going to pull it out. Justin Tucker, if he has to make five field goals, he will. They'll win 15-14 because that's how they do it. Tyler Huntley plays one-point games. That's what he does for a living. How about the Rams Thursday night where I'm at right here, baby? The Raiders are coming to town. Rams
it's beautiful
have
lost
six straight. How about seven straight? What, the Super Bowl to Suckville? Come on, L.A. Do better. Sean McVay, you're too pretty to be this bad, okay? How about your fantasy player of the week, your Carla, fantasy. Speaking of San Francisco, sorry, Jimmy Garoppolo. Out for the year, baby. But don't worry, because any quarterback can just throw a wide receiver screen to D-Glow Samuel, baby. That's your fantasy player of the week. Just give the ball. He'll make it happen. I'm in L.A. I'm in Hollywood, baby. That's how we do it. Sing there off, people. Sing off. Make it happen, everybody.
Sing
make
off.
Make it happen.
There he goes. There he is. Yellow hair.
Yeah.
That's a little crotch shot at the end there.
That was very exciting.
That was very, very exciting with Nicholas Diamond with that. Speaking of my lovely bride, I'm going to give her a plug because I love her.
Do it.
The 12 days of gifts from Carla or the 12 days of discounts or what it's
you
called.
You really need
I probably
copy.
Should be you prepared.
Really need
you know?
Copy, yes.
I know. Dermglow. Yeah, perhaps I should
just
write it.
Just give the
Dermglow.
Website out.
Yeah. Dermglowskin.com. I'm sorry. I tried my
I know
best
for
to
a
throw
fact
that in there.
She
motivated me.
She put up a picture, I think, yesterday or the day before of an order going out. And wouldn't you know it, it was my wife's order.
It's very sweet.
Yes, Carrie is getting some good stuff.
Very
and
good
I'm
stuff.
And I'm doing a little of the marketing for her with, you know, 'tis the season to be glowing.
Oh, I like that.
Look at you. Yeah,
Carrie bought from her the nap cream. It's a good...
Now you put it on your forehead and you drift off to slumberland.
It's beautiful.
That is wonderful.
you can have twice the dreams in half the time.
We got a second here before we go to Soundtown where I wanted, Rob, do you have time to get your jam your 10 words that make you sound stupid?
Yes,
I've been
I love this.
Wanting to get this all week long.
These are 10 words you use at work that make you sound instantly less intelligent.
Just, these are work
Let
words.
Me
yeah, but
these
I think
down.
They work in real life too.
All right, okay.
Number one, literally. Especially when
literally.
It's not literal, even though it's accepted in the dictionary now. I'm literally dying. You can't say that. You cannot say that.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's good. And that's stupid.
But,
that's stupid to do. I probably have been literally guilty.
Yeah, I would think so.
I'm
and
sure
then, Mike,
so.
There's literally's weird, socially awkward cousin, legit. That's legit.
I wouldn't say that. Youthful.
All right.
Youthful for me.
How about this? They call it a weird, nonsensical buzz phrase. Offline. Let's take this conversation offline.
Now, when you're saying that, you're actually speaking to somebody in a hallway, and you want, so you're not online.
It's on a Zoom. You're, usually you use it on a Zoom.
Let's
take offline,
it offline
that conversation.
Let's take that conversation offline.
He's guilty of doing that all the time.
I roll off my tongue every time when I'm like, not time for this right now. We got to keep going.
This reads
We're
like his
go
resume.
Offline.
Mike,
we're going to go offline.
If something is great, it's
Sophia
fire.
Gray. What?
It's fire.
Kids oh, that's
that,
too
yeah,
new.
You
know, yeah, that's too
that,
new.
That's,
yeah, that's what the kids are saying. Yeah.
Okay, here's one that's a little older. Bandwidth, as in, I have so much bandwidth right now.
I don't have the bandwidth to deal with that right now.
Do you have the bandwidth to take this project on?
I'd probably use that one.
I don't like this one, and you hear it a lot. Pivot. Let's pivot on that. Let's do a pivot. Let's change it. Let's do the pivot. It's overused. This one is my most despised one on the list. Unpack. Let's unpack that.
I hate it as well.
That's really bad. We're going to get to the bottom as soon as we unpack that.
Okay.
And then, of course, Mike, this is one of yours that you hate. Like. You almost never need to say like.
You can't say like. I'm trying. By the way, my kid has gotten to that level now where that's the way the kids communicate. So it was like this. I said, it was like or was it? Was it like that or was it? Was it like he got stung by a bee or what? Did he really get stung by a bee,
He'll
Michael?
Thank you as he gets older.
Yes.
By the way, my son, though, intellectually is already showing steady signs of surpassing me intellectually. I know it's going to happen. It's going to be very
frustrating. Is that because of his leaps forward or are you regressing?
Well, I think my cognitive declines, Rob, on the show with not knowing my place. I've been thinking about
you
that.
You get
but
easily
no.
distracted. That's all it is.
He has A, greater math knowledge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
B, he's starting to successfully use logic in arguments, which, as you guys know, is a great way to defeat the mic monster.
Right.
You know that. And other than that, you know, he's got the comedy gene as well, you know. But then you'll hear things where he doesn't know. I'll give you two expressions he had this week that were awkward for Carla and I to discuss. She shared one with me. I guess he got in the car and he said, "Mom, what does teabag mean?" He asked her that. Yes. Oh, and I can't remember the second one. It was worse. The second one
How
was
did
her,
she
oh, the second word was the meow kitty name for a body part.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. And he's
my both wife to mom.
Said, yeah, mom's gotten both of them, and she said, "You can't say that, Michael. Yeah. That's another. That is a word for that is a derogatory term that's used to describe a woman's body part." And you know, so he gets the reality of not using the word again, but also that little tiny little light bulb over his head that when he sees that. Yeah. But the teabag thing, I would have liked to be in the car with
him. Did he ask what he can do with it?
I don't think she I don't think she gave a legitimate description.
I would when if someone said that, so if we had Shannon and I have a kid and that happens, I would, if she said I'll go ask your father, I'd be fine with that. Like to explain.
Yeah. Like
I could get the Lipton tea bag and lie to him and say this is what, you know, this is kind of a joke. Because trying to explain balls on a forehead is probably tough.
Yeah. Well, she said on nose, on the nose. On someone's
Which
nose.
Which one is when it
the
technically?
Real, well, no, neither. Neither. The way to do it, hold on, the real way to do it is, the proper way is in the mouth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's an, what are you going, oh my, that's the act.
I thought it was just
it's
touching.
It's an act.
No, it is an act. A wonderful it's an act.
When did it happen to you first?
What's that? How's that again? You think that was awkward, Mike? I got a call from Robert last week. Robert says, Dad, who is Sophia Gray?
I bought something for you for Christmas. Here it comes. Not only do you get this fabulous bag, but we've got an incredible trip to see Sophia Gray in concert. We will take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills right here with Soundtown on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara, New Orleans, Sharon, Bailey, Angeline, Jim, Amato, Dennis, Murphy, Polly, Christine, Oscar, Shannon, Pony, Carrie, Dan, O'Brien, shirts are scary, get your tickets while you can, say hello to Tony Lamb, Gusarito, Skinny Rob, Chris Fontani, Condo Bob, Carla, Twitch, and Dirk, and Reese, and a thousand Stephanies!
Come out and see the whole gang at the TMOS Live Show, April 15th, 2023, at the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. For tickets, go to MikeOmaraShow.com. We'll see you there.
Thank you very much, Mr. Riddell. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. As the inflation numbers go, so do mortgage interest rates. The recent dip in inflation saw mortgage rates go down as well. See how that works? But what does this mean to you?
You.
Well, according to my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, this is a great time to buy a home. This higher rate environment has led to less competition for buyers and better deals now versus last year. Wherever you are in the home buying process, you need the experts and our friends at Cornerstone First Financial. They can help you navigate the housing market. Plus, history proves home prices will hold and ultimately increase through and after recessions, which if you were listening to Oscar, said we're in one already.
Yeah, Oscar knows.
Call now to check out what these guys can do for
Don't
you because they're the best. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial today, the number one rated mortgage company of all TMOS listeners. TOO26251221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Soundtown.
Mike, the NBA on TNT last night.
Yeah, I got it from Oscar. I got the one he sent all.
Yeah, it is. I've got a slightly better audio of it here, and I want to share with you. And bless Oscar for finding this. Kenny Smith and Shaq were going to race to the big board to see who could do analysis first.
Yes.
And as they were racing over, Kenny Smith pushes Shaq.
Yes.
And Shaq
big
falls
man.
Into a big Christmas tree. And I looked at it. I think it's a real tree. It is a
really?
Cut Christmas tree that has to be 12 to 15 feet tall. And
right.
It went like this.
Don't cheat. Don't cheat.
No!
Get your butt out of here.
Yo. Oh, that was bad right there. That was bad.
Charles Barkley. That was bad. He's in the tree, right?
Yeah, he's in the tree.
See his feet.
His giant feet.
I'm all right.
Best sports right, show Jimmy. On this any platform.
War, this means war, Kenny.
This means war, Kenny.
So there might be some repercussions as we get closer to the holiday.
If
who knows?
Do any kind of broadcasting, having a little fun
yes.
is just the best.
Yeah.
And every show that's anything, they occasionally will. But these guys just love being there. It's their playground. Mm-hmm. And they could give a rat's ass about serious analysis. And that's what they all should be.
Yeah.
They should all be that way. However, I understand Americans, the way we consume sports. Great example, the soccer guys. So boring, so dull, so self-important. You got to throw that out and have a little fun. Bust each other's balls.
Yeah.
Make it a little entertaining. At least with the soccer guys, they've only got a certain amount of TV time.
Congratulations to Morocco, by the way.
We're off on the road to Morocco with the major upset of the World Cup over Spain, España. Truly amazing that they were able to do that.
Portugal
in
routed.
A wonderful tie-breaking situation, which everybody loves that stuff.
Oh, my God. The sudden death?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was amazing.
One shot of a Moroccan fan. First, by the way, first Arab country to get to the Final Eight, I believe. And you have these people that are tears streaming down their faces. I love it. It's great sport. It's one of the better World Cups.
One of the players just briefly runs over to the stands, gives his jersey to his mom. Right? Just beautiful.
Been waiting 13 years to play this.
There it is. Road to Morocco. Big Crosby. Bob Hope. There it is.
Wild, baby. Wild. Moving forward, Mike, let's do this one. Okay. This is a Way Back Wednesday tape that I had never seen, but it's just going viral now. It's been around for a long time. It's a Canadian television show, and it's good for Christmas, I suppose, but you have to understand the faces that these singers are making are exactly the sounds you're hearing. They are as mirthless and mechanical as you can imagine. Because it's Wednesday, and time to praise our Lord.
I just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Here's Henrietta and Myrna Newdorf right now singing.
It's Henrietta and Myrna. There's not a trace of smile in their eye, in their mouth. Yeah. It looks like they would be holding up today's newspaper. That's the if I would
lots get. Of fun.
Well,
lots
it's Christmas fun, time, yes. Amen. Now, meanwhile, in New Zealand, farmers are pissed because they're taxing methane.
Oh, you mean like the emissions from the cows?
And sheep. Yeah, that's one of the
how do they measure it?
I think it's a flat tax. I don't know. Is that anything?
A gas tax.
I don't know why that's funny either, but it is. It's a flat tax.
But anyway, this farmer, he's not happy. Hold on. I don't know why
does
that sounds.
Does he have something wrong? Is that one of those cigarette smoking commercials?
Maybe. Hold on. That's a corrupted tape.
It's
my apologies.
Methane.
Yeah. He's upset, though, so let's move on. I, for many years or several years, worked in a grocery store. And one of the things that was a drag was having to card people for beer. And in a college town, it's a very big deal. And I might have been a little less stringent if you were a good-looking young lady as if you were a dick-looking man.
Corn dog.
Yeah, well, you know. But now they've invented this thing that is starting to roll out in convenience stores where you have to scan your ID to open the beer cooler. So you have to be 21 to even open the beer cooler.
So I never seen this. Check it. These doors don't open. None of the liquor. Put your ID and press scan. It starts scanning your ID. Once it's done scanning, it says what door. I want the Bud Light door.
Does that mean when you get up to the checkout, you can get right through? That's it?
No, that's just to access the beer. But otherwise,
then you get carded again?
You could get carded again, but it definitely is going to make people think twice.
Also, think about all the theft that's going on in these convenience stores.
Yeah.
If you sell alcohol, that's pretty expensive off your margin, right?
Yeah.
And stealing beer. Yeah. It's a long time. It's going to be sad for the kids that, now have to really wait till they're 21. That would have ruined my high school years.
It's always sort of legendary among our circle of friends in high school. Jeff Sloan missed drinking at 18 by 2 days. Mm. That's when the law flipped. And he missed it by 2 days.
It was 18 for me, but I started at 11.
No, I'm kidding.
You got it from the priest mostly, didn't you?
Yeah, well, yeah, the you know, the sacrificial wine.
That's who taught you the tea bag.
Sacramental wine.
You know. No, Sacramento wine.
The sacrificial wine was please don't do it again.
It's terrible. Okay, terrible. We've all heard the phrase pulling out all the stops, right?
Yes.
All right, do you know what it means?
That's the same thing I said during the sacrificial wine. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Do you know what it means, pulling out all the stops?
Going all out.
Yeah, but what is the derivation of the phrase?
The derivation would be, is it a nautical term?
It is not, believe it or not.
It's taking the stop signs out of the road?
If you ever see a huge pipe organ, like in a church or in a theater, the things that adjust the volume of air to the pipes are called stops.
Ooh.
And so you can change the amount of volume that an organ puts out by pulling out all the stops.
So if you pull out all the stops, you're going to have an amazing organ.
Yes, and here is a lady explaining
it. You will have heard of the phrase, put out the stops, or pulling out all the stops. If you are not an organist, you might not have realized that that phrase does, in fact, come from the pipe organ, because we pull out stops to make the organ go louder. If we pull out basically all the stops... It does that. Although we can't actually pull them all out, because if we did, it wouldn't sound particularly pleasant. It would sound something like this. So we put out most of the stops instead.
I love theater organs.
I wonder if
I have
so
another
cool.
one. This is one from the stadium. I'm not sure where the Lightning play, but it's up there.
Okay.
And it's amazing organist up there. So I think it sounds like he might have pulled out all the stops. Let's
hear
to
it.
Thank you.
That organist is featured on SophiaGray.com. But let's close with this.
On today's show.
Let's close with this. Herschel Walker, I'm sorry you lost your election. And it's amazing that you lost when you had people like this stumping for you. There is a U.S. Senator named John Kennedy.
He's from Louisiana.
Yeah, he's not one of the Kennedys from,
he's not.
No.
Not at all.
No, he's not at all. He's got a very clever name to be in politics.
Yes, he does.
But this is not one of the Kennedys from era up there. This was from his speech promoting Herschel Walker yesterday. And keep in mind, even with the support, Herschel Walker could not eke out a win.
These woke, high IQ, stupid people, they're easy to recognize. They hate George Washington. They hate Thomas Jefferson. They hate Dr. Seuss, and they hate Mr. Potato Head. These woke, high IQ, stupid people, they walk around with Ziploc bags of kale that they can eat to give them energy. Now, if you want to eat kale, that's up to you. I don't eat kale. Do you know why? Because kale tastes to me like I'd rather be fat.
Remember, Mike, they hate Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. Dr. Seuss.
Wow.
That's all amazing. I got. Hey, happy anniversary, dear.
Happy anniversary to you fellers, and thanks to the fan club for our
beautiful plaque.
Delightful plaque. There it is. That's wonderful. December 7th, 2022. Absolutely wonderful.
Oh, what about that spelling error? Had anyone notice that? Kidding, Jim, kidding.
Me out there for a second. I actually looked at it.
Dedicated.
We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. And really, we're so grateful to all of you for supporting the show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Granny.